Low-income Duluthians took center stage at a unique candidate forum last month. They shared their experiences and struggles with candidates for state and county offices and then asked the candidates pointedly for specific commitments and actions on several critical policy measures. The questions were determined by four public listening sessions over the summer in the Endian, Morgan Park, Lincoln Park, and Central Hillside neighborhoods. The Duluth Housing Indicator Report showed that those were the neighborhoods with the highest concentrations of people living in poverty. We'll be sharing their stories in the weeks to come, and also the questions that they had for the candidates. And you can find out how the candidates responded and get more information on our website at KUMD.org. Our first guest this morning, Sharika Smith. She talked to the candidates about affordable housing.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sharika Smith. My family and I are originally from Detroit, Michigan. We got to Duluth because Detroit became a place where no one should be living. It's extremely violent. My children have witnessed things that they shouldn't have witnessed. And so we wanted to give a better life to our family, so we moved to Duluth. Upon moving to Duluth, when we first got here, we didn't have anywhere to go. So I saw a blue light at a hospital, and I figured this will be a safe place to park until we can find other resources. We were sleeping in the car, and we were approached by police at two different times in the middle of the night, and then also by security, hospital security as well. And we were told that we couldn't sleep there. The police told me if they caught me and my kids in a car again, that they'll be trouble, meaning that they would take my kids away from me because we were sleeping in the car. I thought that I was doing the right thing because my family was together. I thought it was very, very important to keep my family together. And I didn't feel like that I should go to an abused and battered shelter because someone else needed that position, not me. We ended up meeting people from the Olive Branch who allowed us to come out and park in front of the Olive Branch so that way my family and I could be safe and not be harassed by police. And then they ended up having a room and they accepted us in the room. We spent from April to July looking for housing. I was so dedicated. I went daily looking for housing and I was turned away for several reasons, but more than anything, it was just that there was nothing available. And it was really hard because I was trying to figure out where would we go as a family, you know? And so eventually we ended up finding a house, but it took us, like I said, from April to July. And once we moved in, we started to encounter other people who were going through the same things. And so if you guys don't mind, I'd like to read something to you. Minnesota is facing a shortage of affordable housing, and Duluth has one of the least affordable housing markets in the state. According to the City Housing Indicator Report, the already high average rent in Duluth went up by over $100 last year. Even people working full-time struggle to find housing they can afford. It causes many of us to cut back on either essentials that our families need or to live on the streets or double up with family and friends or put up with unhealthy and dangerous living conditions. There is not enough subsidized housing for everyone who needs it. More than 2,000 households in Duluth are on waiting lists for public housing and Section 8, with an average wait time of 3 to 18 months. Where do you live while you wait? Duluth does not need more condos. What we desperately need is more housing for families like mine. Minnesota as a state and Duluth as a city will benefit by strong statewide funding for affordable housing and the Homes for All Coalition develops a thoughtful agenda every year that you will have the opportunity to support. Duluth is falling way behind the rest of the state because of our aging housing stock, cost of construction, and comparably low wages. Even as the need increases, federal and state dollars for affordable housing have been repeatedly cut. Duluth alone has lost more than $3 million for housing in the past 20 years. Those funds were important for building new housing, but also for leveraging many more millions of dollars for other sources. Housing in Duluth is at a crisis point, and we need to take bold action to make sure everyone has a place to call home. Thank you. And my questions to you guys, Will you co-author the Homes for All bill in the next legislative state session, to ensure funding for affordable housing projects across the state? And will you commit to inviting at least three other senators or representatives from different parts of the state to support the bill? Second question, will you support the creation of dedicated source of funding at the legislature to fund an affordable housing trust for fund for Duluth?
You can find out information about how the candidates responded to the questions on our website at KUMD.org. Next time, a story about the lack of affordable dental care in Duluth. That's next Tuesday at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning.